Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center presents Doc Talk, an informative health series educating our community on the services provided at Peace Health. We will begin with our host, George Henry, after these messages.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Peace Health, community leader and proud sponsor of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce.
At Peace Health, we believe no one is ever just one thing. Everyone has a story. There are patients and neighbors, our friends and coworkers. They're the people who make our community so vivid and rich. That's why we don't see a broken bone, a cough, or a medical chart. We see you. Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, Florence. Practicing medicine with dignity, love, and understanding across the Pacific Northwest.
On this edition of Doc Talk, we're going to be talking pulse point. Now, this is something that has come into effect in the Florence area in the last few months. And joining me is Dr. Chris Polson. He is in Eugene. Dr. Willie Foster is locally here, of course, with Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center. And Deputy Chief Matt House. And good day to all of you.
Hello, George. Hello, it's always good to be on the show.
Dr. Polson, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Right. Nice to be here.
And Matt?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us again.
Awesome. Great. So let's get started with some introductions. Let's start with you, Dr. Polson. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you fit into the Pulse Point family.
So I have a long background in EMS, and I have been fortunate to be involved in leadership roles with EMS agencies in the state of Oregon for, greater than 10 years now. I am the medical director for Eugene Springfield Fire at Lane Fire Authority, and have been in those roles for quite a long time, and some other EMS agencies. And so we have incorporated Pulse Point into the communities here in the Southern Valley, Southern Willamette Valley, and we've seen some really positive impact from that incorporation. And it's one more tool that can be utilized, but it's very unique that it's specifically available for the community to utilize independently that can really make a difference in the health and safety of their neighbors and friends. And so I think any opportunity to promote things such as this to other communities, I'm happy to participate with.
And Dr. Foster, I think our audience is very well familiar with you, but just again, kind of give us a little quick snippet of what your responsibilities are at Peace Harbor.
I am the medical director of the emergency department and also do shifts in the emergency department. And I've known about Pulse Point for a number of years and always wanted to bring it to the community. And we got a group together in the last year and worked on the process. And now it's here and we need to promote it more because, you know, the emergency room is only one part of the puzzle. EMS is part of it. And even before EMS is where Pulse Point can come in and start that chain of care of a person who's had a cardiac arrest. So I'm very excited to have it here.
And Deputy Chief Matt House, tell us a little bit about your involvement in the Pulse Point end.
Hi, Deputy Chief Matt House, West Lane Fire and EMS Authority. My involvement is actually I have firsthand experience with it. I was up in Portland at a state meeting, and I had a Pulse Point downloaded, and I didn't respond to it, but I witnessed literally a block away a cardiac arrest event. I was notified by my phone application. When that happened, I was like, why don't we have this in Florence? It would be great to have that participation. And like Dr. Foster stated, there's the links of survival that we kind of really hit home with. And this is the first link of survival for any patient positive outcomes. So collaborating with Dr. Foster and Peace Health, we got the application in here locally. We've been now actually up and live and getting ready to move forward with it.
So I've got three of you here now, so it's kind of, and we're all doing this remotely, so it's kind of difficult to look you in the eye, but who would be the best person to tell me what this actually is, what Pulse Point actually is?
Pulse Point is a phone application that sends out notifications to who that have the application downloaded to anybody that has gone into cardiac arrest. It'll send out into, I think it's a mile radius of that event. And then it'll notify of closest AEDs to that, and also that EMS is en route to that cardiac arrest. So the goal of the application is people that are certified with CPR and AED use, that they can actually go there and start the first parts of CPR to extend that chains of survival that AHA preaches.
To add on to that, you know, the application is on your phone, and as soon as, you know, somebody calls into 911 that somebody is unconscious, and as soon as, you know, 911 then dispatches out an ambulance to that scene, at the same time, automatically, it gets dispatched out to the application, the Pulse Point application, and it will go off, it will buzz on your phone and give you a notification that CPR or an unconscious patient is within a certain radius. I think we can set that radius in a more rural area. It might be up to a half mile or a mile. In a city, you're only going to get notification of, you know, something happening within a much shorter distance, like, you know, maybe 400 yards or so. And then you have a choice whether you respond to this. There's no obligation just because it's went off that you respond. Nobody knows, you know, that you're there. It's up to you as a, you know, a willing bystander to show up and to initiate CPR or place a defibrillator if one is available.
Do any of you know where this germinated, where the inception of this came from, and how long it's been out there?
Actually, one of our board of directors was friends with the founder of Pulse Point, and I believe it's been around 10, 15 years, and I don't know the entire certain date of it, but it's been around for a little bit over a decade.
Now, Dr. Polson, this has been in use in Eugene now for a little while. Can you tell me a little bit about how that's been working for the Eugene area?
Yeah, sure. So Pulse Point has been adopted by a growing number of people in the community. I think that it will always be important to try to continue to promote the use of any application such as this, because, you know, as people move out of a community, they might leave with that knowledge. And so we're going to always promote it. However, now the latest numbers, I'm going to give you just an estimate, but I think that in the Eugene Springfield area, it's getting up in the vicinity of approximately 20,000 people that have Pulse Point as an application downloaded to their mobile device. So it's a growing percentage of the community, which is excellent and important. It has certainly been utilized a number of times over the years that it's been very impactful in saving people's lives. As we've learned more and more about cardiac arrest and the survivability of cardiac arrest, one of the most critical things that we've learned is just immediate, as soon as possible, chest compressions and CPR. Even if that doesn't involve helping people with their breathing, that the immediate initiation of chest compressions is life-saving. No matter how excellent your EMS services are, and I know they are excellent there in the Florence area, it's still going to take some period of time for them to arrive at the scene. And having even, you know, 2 or 3 minutes of chest compressions done by bystanders can, you know, really truly make all the difference. And we've seen that in Eugene and Springfield and this whole region, where we've recently celebrated a survivor from a local business establishment that had this happen, and somebody responded immediately from a very close location when the Pulse Point activation went off and was part of the chest compressions and CPR. And ultimately, this person, after initiation of that care and then EMS, and then I also work as an emergency medicine physician, our care in the hospital, the patient's alive and well and living life with his family. So that's a recent firsthand account, and we've had quite a few similar versions of that.
On this edition of Doc Talk, I have the pleasure of talking with Dr. Chris Polson, Dr. Willie Foster, and Deputy Chief Matt House, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Peace Health, community leader and proud sponsor of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce.
At Peace Health, we believe no one is ever just one thing. Everyone has a story. There are patients and neighbors, our friends and coworkers. They're the people who make our community so vivid and rich. That's why we don't see a broken bone, a cough, or a medical chart. We see you. Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, Florence. Practicing medicine with dignity, love, and understanding across the Pacific Northwest.
On this edition of Doc Talk, where we are talking about a new app. Well, it's not new. It's new to our area, but it's been out a while. Called Pulse Point. And this is a app you can download to your phone and find out emergency locations where someone is in need of an AED. How is Pulse Point beneficial to the Florence community? Matt, you've probably seen this from the EMS side, as far as the criticalness of getting to something, especially in a rural area, we're out on the sand dunes or something. How beneficial is this coming to the Florence community?
I think it's highly beneficial. And again, I'm going to refer back to the links of survival that and Dr. Polson and Foster alluded to, that having hands-on CPR being done almost immediately or as soon as possible extends the outcomes exponentially percentage-wise for positive outcomes. So if we have a bystander that does have the alert, gets there quickly, starts CPR, the positive outcomes are just, you can't define them. We've seen it several times out in the field, so with a quick response locally, like if we get tapped out and it's like a 2-minute response and a care facility is doing CPR, we get there. But that's just part of it. Also, the Pulse Point will notify you where the AEDs are, so that you can actually, the links to survival are early CPR, early defibrillation, and early EMS treatment and transport to definitive care. So if we have somebody hands on the chest real quick, the positive outcomes are instrumentally high.
When did this go live in the Florence community?
We've been working on this roughly about a year, and we went live about 3 months ago.
And do we know how many people have downloaded the app in the Florence community, or is that information not available?
I do have a report as of the end of May, and it looks like we have about 300 what are called monthly active users in the Florence area. Though it's interesting, as I look at that data point, and I was talking to Matt House about this, it seems only about half of them have enabled the CPR alerts and so on, because Pulse Point can do more than just tell you where a cardiac arrest is occurring. It will give you the location of accidents, of fires, of a number of other things that are pushed out on the application. CPR alerts are just one of them. And the CPR alert only goes to somebody who's within, a quarter of a mile or so on. So we have about 300 people that have downloaded the app, but only about 100 that have enabled the CPR alerts. And I think part of that is probably we have not, laid it out well, that besides downloading the app, you need to pick an agency to follow, Western Lane, and then in the app, you need to click on Send Me CPR Alerts. So there's several steps besides downloading the app to be able to get these CPR alerts.
Yeah, so what I was going to ask, because I was thinking about this, does not the overall input of information kind of dilute that critical stuff? Dr. Polson, how does that work in Eugene? Is it still the same? You're just getting those notifications, or is it in a more broader sense?
It's a really good observation you make. And I think there is a very easy way in the app to assure that you're seeing the things that are important to you with, I think, clearly the notification of the need for CPR intervention close by your location should be, I think, the primary reason that you have the application. But the application, as it's developed, is actually quite nuanced, and there is the ability to make some fine adjustments within the application that you can have notifications for only CPR type events that are close to you, Or you can also add some other information. For example, if you'd like to be notified of other medical emergencies that are close to you, or a traffic accident, or a disaster, et cetera. So there's an ability to tailor the application to your individual interest in knowing information about what's happening in your EMS and fire service area. But I really would emphasize that I think the primary role should be, if people have this application, is to have the alert always on for CPR notification.
I was going to say that would be critical, because I mean, it's almost like the kind of the idea of the boy who cried wolf. You hear all these reports coming in, you don't see the one you're looking for, so you might tend to ignore that over time if you don't have the app set up right.
Yeah, but I will say that for almost any user, the application is really, it's really quite intuitive. It's a very minimal amount of learning required. And I think that people could, simply by pushing a couple buttons on their phone, they can understand how they can set it up for their agency, their area, and for those needs. And if people don't want to be bothered, I think many of us feel somewhat overwhelmed by constant electronic chatter, so to speak. It's quite easy to set it up that you would only be notified for CPR or an unresponsive person. And then the notifications, fortunately, that's much less common. So you wouldn't be notified constantly by a chirping from your phone.
Now, Dr. Foster, you mentioned earlier about the radius of Pulse Point. How is it currently set up again in the Florence area?
I am not sure what we chose as our radius. I'd have to go back and check, but I know that we chose a little bit bigger radius, maybe up to a half mile, compared like to a city where it's like, within 400 yards or something. I would have to verify that. It's probably someplace around the half mile to mile range, certainly not any more than that. And one thing I would like to add is that you only get notification of a unconscious person in a public space. It is not set up so that if somebody collapses in their house and that is called into 911, I am not notified of that. So people don't have to worry. Are strangers going to come busting down my door because CPR is in progress? And the app is not set up that way. There is a professional version of the app so that doctors, nurses, paramedics, EMTs can get notification of CPR in progress in a private residence and go there if they choose to and knock on the door. But the general public would not be notified of CPR in progress in a private residence, only in public locations due to, privacy and safety concerns.
And I'm guessing,
Dr. Foster, Dr. Foster, that's a great point. And it would set up for a half mile radius in our area.
I was going to say, because I would imagine that, two blocks in a city, someone getting there, having to get in a vehicle or whatever, get there, it's probably about the same amount of time. So time-wise, you look at how long it would take for someone to get a half a mile here in Florence would be a quick enough time to be effective.
George, if you don't mind, I actually could also, just for a little awareness for the public, at times people might perceive that, they live only, you could say, I live two blocks from the firehouse, for example. And so they might think, there's, anything that happens in this general area, there's no, there's no need for me to help or respond because, I'm at the Safeway and it's only, X amount of space from the firehouse. But people sometimes overlook the idea that at times our EMS and fire agencies are super busy and they may be responding to calls in various locations. And so while on the average day they may be able to respond within 30 seconds, it's possible that they're already committed and busy taking care of another member of the community. And so that particular day, it may take 4 or 5 minutes. Don't let kind of those types of physical buildings sway you from being part of this program, because you would be surprised. It's hard to anticipate when you could really be of value.
So what you're saying is, when you're willing to help, don't make the assumption that somebody else could get there quicker. Do your best to be part of it if you feel like you can get there in a decent amount of time.
I think that's a great summary. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So Who can download the ad? You said there's two versions, right? There's the public and the professional one. So I'm guessing pretty much anybody can download this app, Matt.
Yeah, anybody can download the app. They just need to have their agency and be affiliated with the agency. It's an easy process, like Dr. Poulsen said. It's very intuitive and user-friendly.
And how is it? So it's activated through a 911 call? Is that how it's activated?
Yeah, so what happens is somebody calls 911, the operator, 911, what's your emergency? They said, my uncle's in cardiac arrest. They'll dispatch the call to 123 Main Street. And when they send that tone out, it goes through the internet to an application, then broadcasted by email to all the users that have signed up to Pulse Point.
And the average response time for, say, EMS in the Florence area is how many minutes?
Well, we have it broken down to four different quadrants. Our like zone one is generally between the 5 to 10 range. And that's kind of like in a five mile radius. And then zone two is between like 10 to 20 minutes. And that's kind of like here to Mapleton range. And then zone three, so forth. Like when you get to zone four, it's considered a frontier where you have 45 or greater minutes to respond to.
So it's very important if people are listening to this to download this app, because they could really be helpful in those critical first moments.
Especially when we're talking about those outlining areas, absolutely very helpful.
George, I was just going to comment, and I don't want to speak too much to this because I want to defer to Dr. Foster and Chief House in a general sense about their exact community. However, I would say that in a more broad sense, it's also the importance of making sure that you recognize that this app will tell you where AEDs are located. And that can be part of this chain of survival that Chief House mentioned. It's difficult for EMS agencies to respond to these extremely remote areas in a very rapid manner. And part of the saving these people's lives is knowing where AEDs are located and applying them. And that it's a really important part of this program.
Now, Matt, is every Dr. Foster, is every AED registered so that when a person purchases it or has it, it's automatically in the database, or is that something that has to be done post purchase?
We have 30 AEDs that we put into the Pulse Point application. These AEDs are located in communities, whether it be the Florence Event Center, the local schools, senior service buildings, they have them. We try to put them in those strategic locations where we know that there's a potential for negative outcomes. As when it comes to, like, if I were to buy an AED, I don't believe there's a registry out there that says that me personally has an AED located at my house. But the application for Pulse Point definitely has where we have our AEDs in the community located in the application.
As part of that, we want to be aware, you know, there might have been some store, you know, that has decided to place an AED by their, you know, fire extinguishers. And, you know, part of what we are doing is trying to get out and make sure that where there's people, is there an AED there? Would they be interested in getting one? Because, you know, as everybody's spoken to, good CPR is important, but that AED is also vital. And so as part of this Pulse Point, we would like to see more AEDs in the community and in any large, you know, store or any place where people tend to gather, to have one there on the wall right beside the fire extinguisher.
So how do businesses do get involved in this then? How can they get involved with getting an AED and becoming part of the program?
A lot of times, like there's been several churches that's reached out to Westland Fire EMS Authority about that. And what we do is we assist them with the purchase. We get a discounted price from our vendors, and then we'll do the education too, because every second Saturday we do a CPR and AED training. And that is a no cost. It's just a matter of getting people in and to do the training with it. So if somebody business-wise is interested, I would say reach out to Westland Fire EMS Authority, contact Chief House, myself, and we would assist them get an AED into their business. By that being said, too, then I can add it to the Pulse Point registry where our AEDs are located.
So the training for those, you said they happen when and where?
second Saturday at our main station, 2625 Highway 101.
All right, we'll be back to wrap it up with Dr. Chris Polson, Dr. Willie Foster, and Deputy Chief Matt House. We're talking Pulse Point on this edition of Doc Talk.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Peace Health, community leader and proud sponsor of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce.
At Peace Health, we believe no one is ever just one thing. Everyone has a story. There are patients and neighbors, our friends and coworkers. They're the people who make our community so vivid and rich. That's why we don't see a broken bone, a cough, or a medical chart. We see you. Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, Florence. Practicing medicine with dignity, love, and understanding across the Pacific Northwest.
On this edition of Doc Talk, we're talking Pulse Point. And for those of you who have been listening, know that this is an app you can download on your phone that will tell you important information about where a cardiac arrest is, where an AED is located, and how quickly you can help. Now, Matt, you've mentioned before that you have seen this in progress, or at least been close enough to it to kind of explain how it happened. Tell me a little bit about that interaction.
Yeah, I was at a state conference meeting up in the Portland area, and I was in my hotel getting ready to go actually to the meeting, and then my phone alerted that there is CPR in progress, like literally a block away, and I could look out my, I was at the third story, I'd look out my window and see a bystander doing CPR. By the time I were to get there, EMS was already on scene and they continued running the cardiac arrest. And I don't know the outcome, but that's my first exposure to it. It was actually after I downloaded the Pulse Point application onto my phone.
Now, who can tell me where to go if they have more questions? People want to find out about Pulse Point. Say they really liked what they heard here, but they're not real sure. They need a little more information. Where can they go?
I would say that the best person right now would be me. We're going to be rolling out more social media information that would help kind of capture how to, what to, where to find the application. And if there's questions, I'd be happy to answer with any community if they came and asked.
All right. And the best way to do that is to call the main fire station?
Yep. And that number is 541-997-3212.
All right. I'd like to thank all three of you for joining me today. Good information, and hopefully we'll get some people signed up for this program, because the more people that are involved in it, the more lives we'll save.
Thank you, George.
Dr. Chris Polson,
thanks,
Dr. Willie Foster, and Deputy Chief Matt House, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Doc Talk, presented by Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. For more information on the program and services provided, visit peacehealth.org.